Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so the celebration is coming to an end. And now we got to get back that bunker mentality, which we obviously will. We'll get back to the Soto calls, the Yankee stuff as well. 888-808-1019. Real quick on this. So I said this yesterday in reaction to what the Knicks did on Friday night. There was a lot of platitudes to throw around, a lot of things to prop up, and a lot of things to love. But to me, and it was eye-opening from the first possession, the difference was so stark that I couldn't help it not be the first thing that I said when we talked about the Knicks yesterday. The intention that Karl Anthony Towns played with was amazing. And it's amazing because, to me, it's not Brunson is the key. Jalen's going to be Jalen no matter what. Like, you'll see some fluctuations in terms of, all right, one night he gets 37 and he's incredibly efficient. One night he gets 29 and he's like slightly below 50%. One night he gets a little more to the free throw line. One night he makes maybe a few more threes. But you're not going to see these wild fluctuations from Jalen Brunson. He's just not. What you can't see for the Knicks to reach their full potential is for Karl Anthony Towns' level of engagement to be optional. See, it's a beautiful thing what we saw from Cat on Friday night. Beautiful. But it's only beautiful if he maintains it. Because now I saw, and we saw, what you're capable of doing. And that is playing fast, you know, for your size, and being decisive, and going. And not plotting or, you know, slow to recognize the double or not bury a smaller player in the post or all the other things we were complaining about. Just, you know, dump fouls, whatever, because you weren't moving your feet. Like, Karl Anthony Towns now has set a standard that he must live up to. And if he does, there is no doubt that the Knicks win this series. And by the way, to me, if he does, there's no doubt that they win this series easily. If he does. He's the absolute key. Knicks are a much better rebounding team than the Pacers. And when you get rebounds, there was a stat. Did I see it on social media? Wherever I saw it, maybe even, I don't know, I fell asleep to Sports Night last night. Maybe, well, it's hard to fall asleep with Sal yelling on Sports Night. So after Sal was done yapping about the Soto stuff, I think he was talking about the Knicks. But maybe Ian Begley had this, where the percentage for Brunson on kickouts off of offensive rebounds is either one in the league or top in the league. And that just bodes well because the Knicks are going to, I think, bludgeon the Pacers on the backboard. So that's going to get a lot of those looks for, well, not just Jalen Brunson, but Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby, et cetera. But to me, the key, it's absolutely Cat. He plays well. Knicks win this series going away. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls here. So a little bit of everything. Stevie is in Bayside on the Yanks. What's happening, Steve?
What's going on? With this Soto stuff, I can't be happier as a Yankee fan because I was team plan B. So it's not so much the Mets fans' pain because as a Yankee fan, I don't really concern myself too much about the Mets.
Uh-huh.
But for the, for, I was, I wanted the Yankees to spread the money around. I didn't want them to put it all into one player. I always feel like when you do that, you're one injury away from playing half of your rosters at Triple 18. And, yeah, so, I mean, and it doesn't surprise me at all that he's having this season, because when you go back to what he did his first year in San Diego, he got off to a very slow start. He didn't have a great year, and this doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, I mean, it surprises me that he doesn't look happy, Steve. I mean, because he seemed so joyous during certainly the courtship or whatever, like right after it. At the press conference, he seemed like he was where he wanted to be. Now, he is human. Did he fall prey to family sentiments, as Michael Kay said? Maybe. And Michael's not just making that up. I mean, you can love Michael, not like I happen to love Mike. I've known him for a long time. He's a good guy. And, you know, he's not just throwing that out there. Same with Clappish. These guys have been doing this forever. What's like the real agenda, you know, to get a couple of extra clicks? I would think both of those men are way past it at this point in their careers, which have been very distinguished. So I don't think that's it. I believe him. Now, to what extent, I'm not sure. Now, by the way, when Clappish says, or when you get the reports like, because this is nuanced here, and I think this is important. You can have a report. Do I believe that somebody within the Mets organization that Bob Clappish trusts told him what he then communicated to us? Yes, that there are internal fears. I don't have it in front of any concerns that he's not overly happy or that he's moping around. Whatever it was, you know what it was. That's pretty much the gist of it. Do I think that that was said to him? Yeah, no doubt about it. I have no doubt. Is it possible that the Met official who told that, or if it was a Met official, but whomever it was that communicated that, maybe misread the situation? I mean, I would leave the door open slightly for that possibility, but then you connect the dots and you look at him going out there every night and he looks absolutely miserable. Listen, there can be euphoria during the courtship. You know, you're on, because the Mets personalized it because they had to, much differently and much more than the Yankees. The Yankees treated it as business, and I'm sure they, you know, made them feel good. But the Mets, they made it like family. And that's apparently what was very appealing to Juan's mom. And, you know, you got to respect mama, of course. And now you got to make your own decision. You're a big boy. And if that's true that he didn't, then that's tough, because you got to wait 4.5 years before you can even get out. And even if you wanted to get out, the Mets could keep you there by throwing more money at you. But then again, if you're miserable, they probably wouldn't do it. So I just think that when the Mets were fawning over him and giving him every conceivable carrot, yeah, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do this, we'll do that, that's one thing. But then the way both Cohens really, you know, rolled out the emotional red carpet, that's probably very different than what, you know, Hal and the Yankees did, I'm sure. That was a very sellable point that I think really resonated with Juan Soto. But that does dissipate after a while. Like, once the courtship is done, now it gets to the business of my day-to-day existence. And it's quite possible that he enjoyed his Yankee existence more than he does his Mets. It's quite possible. Now, I'm not saying for sure, because I don't know. But to say, nah, there's no way. I mean, that's naive. Of course it's possible. Let me get Glenn up in the Bronx. Glenn, BT and Sal, how you doing today?
Great guy. Great show. I love your show.
Thanks,
yeah, I read those reports too. I don't think those guys are lying, but it's very odd how for such a big contract that you will let, you know, your family decide for you. I think the player should have been the one to decide on that. But I was watching him the whole weekend in the Yankee series, and he looked like he was make believing that he was okay. To me, I think what happened to him was, he got to see what he was missing out on. I really believe he should have been a Yankee. He just, unless he's trying to he's trying to play way better over his head because of the contract, but he's really struggling. You could even watch last night that he didn't run out that ball and he didn't run out the ball against the Yankees. I really believe that Juan Soto is very, very unhappy right now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he looks that way, but why not? If he's trying to do too much, because you did say that that's a possibility, and it might be, well, then why not at least back it up with effort so that nobody could come at you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he was And then he was supposed to, he told some reporters, oh, I'll be right back. I got my family.
I know.
And he never came back.
I know.
What's up with that?
Yeah, that is weak, man. That's a good point. I didn't even get to that because it seemed like it was smallish because of the other stuff. That's true. If you guys missed it, after the game, now we know about the mic. He didn't want, he was going to be mic'd up. He agreed to it. And I remember seeing a game when he was in San Diego on Sunday night and he was mic'd up. And I'm like, man, this guy's personality is awesome, dude. It was just awesome. It was kind of like Lindor. Remember when Lindor was mic'd up during the All-Star game with Cleveland? Now, obviously, a little bit of a different personality, but I forget who San Diego was playing. It doesn't even matter. Sunday night game a couple years ago. I'm like, wow, this guy's got it all. He's got charisma. He's got the swing. He's got the look. He's got the youth. He's got it all. And that doesn't go away just because you start roughly with a new team, but he needs to recapture joy. And I don't know how you do that. Like, I'm not a psychologist. I do think it starts by playing hard, because then I think at least you stifle those who are coming at you. Like, let's put it this way. If once, what is he hitting? 248, whatever it is, something like that. OPS around 850, you know, substandard for Soto, clearly. Three for his last 30, maybe. I'm just throwing, I think that's what I heard last night. If he was busting it, and I mean like busting it down the line. And not that you need this, but hey, let me take Alonso for a second. So last night when Pete malfunctioned on that, whatever that skip flip was, he flipped it, then he skipped on it. Whatever that was. I felt badly for Pete because you could tell he was wearing it. But if you're a Mets fan and you're like, you're cursing him out, or maybe you don't take it that seriously, but you're like, dude, how do you mess up that? Such an easy play. But then at least when you see him in the dugout smashing his glove against the wall, you're like, all right, at least I know it bothers him, which makes you, I know it sounds crazy, but it makes you feel better. It absolutely makes you feel better. When O'Neill would ground out with the bases juiced and he came back and he smashed a water cooler or broke a helmet, I'm like, yeah, it's my guy. That's why I love O'Neill. And that's why the Yankee fans, even when he was 1-for-20 or 1-for-25, not that he always busted it down the line. Sometimes he would get aggravated with that. He would just kind of jog down. But he always had freedom and the latitude to find himself because we knew he cared. Juan Soto needs to show me. He showed me for a year. Showed me for a year. He's got to show you that he cares. 888-808-1019. Let me get Ryan in Fairfield. What's going on, Ryan? How you doing today?
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
For all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, BT, how are you, man?
All right, Ryan, what's going on?
Well, I kind of to touch on the whole caring thing. Over this past weekend, what I saw is a bunch of Yankees that gave a crap. I saw a bunch of Yankees that care. Preseason, you see Giancarlo Stanton goes down. Garrett Cole goes down. These guys that are stepping up for the Yankees, you know, LeMahieu came back and got some hits, you know, playing in the field. And we're like, oh, I don't know, all stressed out. Is LeMahieu, is he done? He's, what, 36 years old?
Mm-hmm.
The guy's coming out and playing. These guys care.
Yeah, they do.
So I'm excited to see this Yankees team of young guys and even old guys that are stepping up and they're like, let's go play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead, Ryan.
Pitching.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy. Yeah,
Metric's throwing laser beams, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just exciting to see. Rodon, we had question marks about Dominguez.
Yep.
Dominguez is coming out and playing.
We're
like,
he is.
He's a liability in left field. No, he hasn't shown it.
Nope. And as he gets a little more comfortable from the right side, thank you, Ryan. And if you missed the start, well, not the start of the show, but I don't know, 20, 30 minutes ago, free Odyssey app, go check it out. I'm on the air imploring Aaron Boone, let him run. Let these guys steal some more base. The Yankees have a dynamic athletic quality that they usually don't have, you know. And the other thing, and that's to Ryan's point about how they seem to truly care and play for each other. And this is, and forget about the Soto Mets stuff, or this is just about the Yankees. Not saying the Mets don't have, this is just a Yankee thing, right? Where too often over the years, the way they've been built, you know, it's been robotic and it's been very conservative and it's been very stuffy. And now that changed last year, obviously. And then, you know, first with Soto and then obviously Jazz coming in and some younger players getting some run. Volpe, obviously, Wells. Dominguez didn't play much, but some of the other guys, right? I think the energy of this Yankees team, I like it. I like the energy of this team. It's a good. I have not been able to say that a lot about the Yankees the last, I don't know, whatever, how many years you want to go back. Let me get Ramon and Bayonne. Everybody is saying Ramon. Ramon, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, sir. Listen, so many analysis about Juan Soto performance. But personally, my assessment is mentally, it's psychological issue.
Mm-hmm.
He regret leaving the Yankees. Yankees are Yankees.
Yep.
And beside that, the right field, very short. Any fly ball, look at Bellinger. He's performing. Now, the problem is that he had to get professional treatment or psychological treatment in order to, because he's not happy. And nobody happy in the Mets bullpen or a dugout. If you see, nobody's performance. Hmm. Baseball hitting is contagious, okay? Unless Alonso, Lindor, everybody start hitting home runs and be happy. Nobody happy in the dugout.
Well,
and that's contagious, too.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, you know what's interesting, Ron? Thanks for the call there. In that, now I will contrast, you know, not the Yankees to the Mets energy, but the Mets energy of last year to the Mets energy of this year. Now, that chemistry was a real thing. And I'm not saying that that's why they made the playoffs, but it certainly didn't hurt. You know, like, you don't make the playoffs with smoke and mirrors. You got to execute, you know. You need to be a little lucky. You need to have good timing. You need to execute, as I said. But you don't just get, oh, wow, look, the Grimm is dancing on the mound and Hawk Tua girl doing this and cheerleaders on the dugout. Ooh, some little pixie dust in Queens. Oh, wow, Mets made the playoffs magically. No, they made the playoffs because they won enough games to earn it. But I think really what helped propel them to earn those requisite amount of wins is that they just had fun and they enjoyed playing for each other and with each other. And it's a different group, and that's okay. But it's like, it's one thing, and I'm not going to lean into this all the way. It's one thing to take away like Iglesias and the energy that they had last year. I mean, I would have brought him back, but okay. Hell, I wanted the Yankees to sign him. That's one thing. You remove his influence on the clubhouse. That's one aspect of maybe the changing chemistry. But now you inject somebody who doesn't seem happy to be there. And now it's like, whoa, it's even more different than it was the year before. You know, I remember I set the sound. It was the first week of the season. I'm like, isn't really, and I didn't go all in because it was early, all right? I'm like, man, he doesn't really seem like he's enjoying these home run celebrations. Not that he was hitting many, but the other guys. I mean, Pete was going bonkers. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, maybe the Yankees just did a better job of choreographing that stuff. Like, the Yankees have a million dance moves. I don't know how they remember them all. It's insane. But they do. How do you have the bandwidth? Like, guy scores a run, and, you know, things are happening quick. He slides at the plate. Like, you're getting your helmet. You're getting your bat out of the bat rack. You're coming up three steps at the top. Oh, it's this guy. This is dance number one. This is dance number two. I do this with that guy. Oh, we do this with the other guy. How do you remember that? It's amazing that they do. But they were very engaged with that a year ago. And I noticed it wasn't there this year. Well, that's early. I don't know. Maybe Pete's not really into it. I don't know. But the one thing about baseball is when you struggle, you always look like you care less than the other sports. Like, you can't mask a 1-for-14. You're going to wear it, and you're going to look off the rails, and depending upon if it's hard or soft contact, you're going to look as if you're not particularly engaged. That's really not true, and I really like to give these guys the benefit of the doubt, but you do have to earn certain stripes. And I here in this city, we take pride and handed them out. Now, the first stripe that Soto got was he chose the Mets over the Yankees. And that is a stripe we've never seen. Now, the next stripe is you got to look like you want to be there and back up that decision. And it's got to start with at least getting out of the box and showing some spirit on the bags. You have to. So we're doing a little Soto juggle. Obviously, his start to the Mets, his Mets career has not been particularly good. And I think more problematic is it just hasn't been smooth. I mean, there's been a lot of players who come here and get off to a rough start. That's baseball and other sports, too. But it seems to be a little bit more pronounced in baseball. But, you know, I mean, this is it's a little different here. I don't think this is a case of us, and I'll use us as the media, you know, like hijacking stuff and taking things out of context. I really think people have been very fair to Juan Soto. I think Juan Soto needs to repair some of the damage that he's done to his early Mets reputation. I really believe that. 888-808-1019. It's Pete and Sal. And by the way, Mendoza seems to believe that as well because he said, quote, we got to talk about some stuff. Let me get Teddy and Belrose. Ted is on the fan. What's up, Ted?
PT, good morning and appreciate the airtime. As I'm on my way up I-95 to enjoy my first experience up at Fenway Park.
Oh, nice.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I am hoping to witness a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but just a couple. Number one, Clay Holmes redirects the ship in the right direction with a good outing.
Okay.
And I think we'll get a good sigh of relief after that, which I do expect, only because I think last night I didn't have a good feeling coming off of the Sunday night game, and even though it was a short charter flight up, though, nevertheless, too, you know, you're playing a Sunday night game into a Monday game. I had a feeling the bats would be a little on the light side. But
they were on the light side all weekend. They were on the light side all weekend. What was the excuse for that?
Well, you want to know something? I'll tell you this, BT, and I look at this very analytically. They don't make those stupid, cockamamie defensive mistakes. We easily could have taken 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And then the narrative would have turned perhaps the other way. Okay, would you agree with that?
To an extent. I don't think that that's unrealistic to say that. I got you. Now, I could also say that the Yankees
could
have... I think that's fair. I'm with you. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Now, with respect to number 22, something is certainly wrong, as Sal kept harping on yesterday. It's definitely between the ears, because when I'm seeing isolated camera shots of Soto glancing back at the bleacher creature Sunday night,
yeah,
as if he was mesmerized, almost hypnotized, to be quite honest with you, I think, and again, I'm not a clinical psychologist, but he is under some sort of hypnosis where, you know, I mean, he's talking to the umpire more. I've never seen this guy even interact with the umpire, maybe a glance, but not verbal exchanges, actually. I mean, it is something between the ears. And tell me this, if BT's a superstar and Ted from Belrose is an average player, and this guy's getting around on private jets and getting red carpet treatment,
yep,
and I'm sitting in the clubhouse wondering, wouldn't that bother you?
It could. And Ted, I let you go there. Good call. Enjoy Fenway. First time, huh? Huff, you been up to Fenway? You've been
not
up
yet.
There, right?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
I know.
Well, I haven't been to Wrigley, which is just pathetic for me. Yeah, I've been up to Fenway a couple times. It really is awesome. We got kicked out of the Cask and Flagon, too. I won't tell you why. I'll tell you off air. That was years ago. It was like a 405. It wasn't even a Yankee game. It was Red Sox-Toronto. I think we went to like Mohegan or Foxwoods. One of those casinos. It was just, you know, one of those weekends, you know, back in the day. And I remember we're like, we weren't too far from Fenway. We were like, dude, let's get this 405 game today. Yeah, the Red Sox are playing Toronto. So we get up there. We scalp tickets. Hoff, I am in the stadium for maybe 2 minutes, right? And I'm walking to my seat, and the next thing I know, I got blood dripping down my face. I got hit unintentionally, but I really didn't know what it was. The hot dog guy smashed the top of my head with his like hot dog tray. Hot dogs, as you're trying to go through it, and it just got me right. I'm just bleeding. Oh, what a. And I wasn't wearing Yankee stuff. I mean, I'm just going there to check out a historic ballpark.
Let me ask you a question.
Part of my own business.
Were you feeling good, though? Were you a little, you know?
Oh, yeah, I was feeling great.
Okay, so that's fine then.
Yeah,
you look
like
a man.
Get stitches. That's one of those times where I probably could have gotten at least a butterfly, probably, you know, 2, 3, 4 stitches. No, I just went in the, went in the bathroom. And I got, I basically performed the Joker surgery on myself. Speaking of those old stadiums, now, this is a weird question. Are you a stage fright guy?
Well, what are we talking about?
You go to the bathroom.
Oh, that? No, not really.
Okay.
Not anymore.
When I was younger, maybe. Oh, really?
Yeah, when I was younger, like, you know, when you're a teenager or whatever, going into the bathroom,
oh,
it's
oh,
very
you're that
normal.
Younger. I got you.
Not anymore, though.
No, I got you. Me neither. The urinals at some of these older ballparks, dude, they're communal urinals. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I prefer that, though, than the cones that the Citi Field has.
No way.
Citi Field has no blockers at all. It's
dude,
very
this
annoying.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. This is a circle, okay, with like five dudes staring at each other using the big circle communally to go to the bathroom. Like you just.
So you're all hanging out together?
Yeah, it's the worst.
No, I don't want
to
do
that. That is hard to do. That takes a special skill just to unzip and fire immediately.
That's not easy. That takes a special stage of drunk.
or that, for sure. Yeah, or God really hooked you up. Let me get Louie in Manhattan. Louie, BT and Sal, what's up, Lou? What's up, Louie? All right. Louie is not ready to go. I thought he had something good to say. I wanted to hear from him. How about Ray in Woodhaven? Ray.
Good morning, BT.
Hey, Ray.
My opinion is that Juan Soto has a bad case of what I call Carl Pavano syndrome. I mean, this guy is getting $750 million, whether he hits or not, hustles or not, no matter what you think, I think. So listen, just give me my money and leave me alone. Baseball has created this situation. And they've got to live with it.
I don't think the Carl Pavano syndrome or Carl Pavano-itis, whatever the diagnosis that you bestowed upon Juan Soto, thanks for the call, Ray, is even remotely applicable. Carl Pavano was just always hurt. You know? I think, and I don't even think that this is fair, but like it at least reads for like Jerome James with the Knicks or Eddie Curry. Because what you're saying is he got the bag and then he got a little lazy. And I don't, yeah, I mean, again, when you're not running, that's not a good look. That obviously is literally being lazy. But I don't think that that's it. You can't be deemed, although I thought the generational stuff was ridiculous and I backed it up with numbers, but he clearly is amazing at one or two aspects of baseball. And the aspects of baseball that he, from a hitting perspective, that he is so overwhelmingly good at, to get there, the amount of time that you've got to put into your craft, I don't think that you just turn it off because you just got a lot. He's already made, you know, 50 or no, I think actually, what, $200 million over his career. So I don't believe that. I think that that's unfair. Joe's on Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Listen, what are we going to do with Volpe, man? He's regressing. He's giving you terrible at-bats. His defense is suffering this year. There needs to be another solution. And you got to drop him in the lineup. Boone consistently hitting him at 6 or, you know, 7. The guy should be batting 9th.
Well,
sit him for a few games, something. I can't stand watching him anymore.
I'm disappointed in Volpe. I am. I've said that many times. I had massive hopes for this young man. But listen, you say he's regressing, right? But I mean, that's not really true. Well, I mean, I'm looking at it now. Certain things are, again, I don't want to, oh, his OPS is this. Here's the problem with Volpe. He's just never going to be as good as we wanted. That's the problem. He's never going to be as great, I should say, as we wanted him to be. You know, you got to forget about the Witts and the Gunnar Hendersons and, you know, Lindor across town, even when he was with the Guardians. He's not putting up those numbers, you know, but he is a reliable, you know, sure-handed shortstop. But that's why I'd like to see Boone unleash him more. Run him. You know, run him. Listen, I know it's not Little League, you know, or, you know, 10U or 11U baseball. You're on first base. You're going to run every time. I understand that. But, I mean, Volpe runs about a 6'5", 6'6", 60. I think he's sub 6'6". And he's got very good base running instincts. If I'm off, just go. Run. You know, like 24 steals his first year, 28 year two, he's got 7. Now, part of the thing is to have 35, 40, 50 steals, you got to get on base more. You got to. And in a lot of ways, Volpe, to me, the biggest disservice to his growth was him banging 20-plus home runs as a rookie. I think it kind of messed with his approach, and I think it may have, quite frankly, even messed with, I could be off on this, and if I am, I bet, even messed with what the Yankees perceived him to be moving forward. I don't know. If you're 21 years old, you come out and you hit 20-plus home runs, I'm going to say to myself, geez, 2 years in the weight room, why can't this kid bang 30? And when you think that, now how you swing and what you do and your preparation is kind of moving in that direction to become a 25, 30-plus home run guy. I'd rather see Volpe hit 30 doubles, hit low 270s, still 35 bases, you know, borderline gold glove defense or gold glove defense, and, you know, score 85, 90 runs, bat 6, bat 7, that's it. But I don't know if he's going to get there. I don't know. He's had a lot of at bats so far. I do think he's better than some people think. The problem is he's not nearly as good as we hoped yet. And I don't think it's irresponsible. I have no problem doing this. I know the Yankees don't love when I do this, but that's fine. Because I got to do what I got to do for my audience and for my job. I just don't think he's ever going to be as good as they think he could be, or as they want him to be, or as they need him to be. That's not saying he can't be good. I think that they still think that he can be great. You know, short of Witt and Henderson, clearly they're not unrealistic, but I don't see that. Like, where's the consistent evidence that the approach, the strikeouts are down? I think he's always, you know, 0-2, like 0-2, 1-2. He's very rarely, and I'd have to actually back this up, I could be off on this, but I feel like just my eyes, and I watch him every night, I think too often, you know, he doesn't grab control of the count. Meaning he doesn't square up and mash that first fastball, and he doesn't spit on the first whatever, you know, secondary pitch. That's not a strike. So instead of being 1-0, it's 0-1. Or he fouls back the fastball, it's 0-1. And now, you know, you give a big league pitcher 0-1. Those odds are going down that you're doing something well. I like him. I like him. But I just hoped he would be more advanced in this, and I don't see it.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata. Ah,
this is always interesting. Oh, yeah. All right, Hoppy, Hop's awake today. Oh, Hoppy's awake today.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Hop. First time you've said something today.
No, I said something about, hey, listen, when we're gun-shy in Boston.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I forgot about that.
It was like 10 minutes ago. what do you got? A little Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. We always enjoy this. Go ahead.
Yes, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Juan Soto will hit for a better batting average this season than Pete Alonso. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth.
That's a really good one, man. That's a really good one. I am going to say, bald-faced lie. I think Pete's going to outdistance him by not a wide margin. Yeah, again, listen, if Juan Soto was checking in every year, 312, 322, 309, 316, it's a no-brainer because, as we know, and well-chronicled, this is part of the reason why Pete hasn't gotten that long-term deal, in addition to his position, his age, whatever, because he's morphed into a different hitter from a productivity point of view last couple of years when he first came up, 260, 270, it's gone the wrong direction. And then, obviously, for a while, he was hitting 350. Now he's right around 3. I think he's going to stabilize. I know he's wearing it right now. He's in a massive funk right now. I could see Pete being around two, and this might even, although this could be ambitious because he's at three now, 280-ish, and Juan Soto slightly beyond. Not going to be a wide margin, but I'm going to say bold-faced lie. I'm going to say that Pete will have slightly higher average than Juan Soto. That's nuts. Wow.
Does that mean that he's now a $50 million man, Pete Alonso?
he's not he's not getting that long-term. You know that.
How about just for 1 year? $50 million for 1 year.
That's it is crazy, though, how they give Juan, yeah, I know, how they give Juan Soto everything, right? And they basically make Pete light himself on fire, you know, tar and feather himself and jump through a hoop to get a 2 year deal with an option.
Yeah, it's a little bit much.
Come on.
A little bit much.
I mean, that's right. Yeah, his arm is.
Well, but the defense as a whole has been terrible, so I can't put it all on Alonso. Alonso looks really bad as of late. I know they celebrated whatever, but the defense over the past 2 weeks looked like complete and utter dog crap.
I agree.
Compared to what they started out the season.
I agree.
Bald face lie, bald face truth. Your boy Anthony Volpe, you just talked about.
Uh-huh.
Will finish the year batting over 700 OPS.
That, I think, is going to be a bald face truth. That would be, first of all, wildly unacceptable and disappointing. You know, year one, all right, year two, all right. I mean, year three. With the amount of at-bats, I think he's playing two or three times a week sporadically. He's out there every day, which gives him a chance. Which we appreciate because he's gamer. He plays every day. But when you play every day, you go through the league, you're just going to pick up some intel that's going to get you to a point that is no longer, hopefully, from an average perspective, in the 230s or low 240s. And from an OPS perspective, south of 700. I say absolutely, although you never know because he hasn't really done it. But I'm going to say fairly confidently, yes, his OPS will be over. Nothing amazing, but yes.
Yeah, right now he's bat, what, he's 745?
740-something, yeah.
Yeah, and he's living usually around 666 or 650 or something like that, yep. Whatever it is. Yep. So, like, 100-point difference right now. So it'll come down. How much does it come down?
Mm-hmm.
Final one for you. I don't know if you heard this, but the Packers have tried again to veto or to get rid of the, quote-unquote, tush push.
I know they did it last time. I know they're going on with the owners' meetings down here. Okay, I didn't hear this
doing
latest.
It again. Will the tush push be ball face lie, ball face truth? The tush push will be banned from the NFL.
Before I answer that, do you know why they're so adamantly against it? What, their guys don't have big enough asses to get behind them? What's the problem?
Because they can't do it, and it's like a cheat move. You know what I mean? If they have to play the Eagles in the playoffs and they can't stop it, this is the only way they can.
That's true. That is the answer. There you go. Do I believe it's gone? I'm going to say bald-faced truth. I think eventually it's gone. I don't really have an issue with it. I mean, there's no fooling anybody. You know what we're doing. It's sheer force and mass. Here's what we're bringing to the table. Try to stop it. And that's kind of football. I mean, it's really no different than when I say hike and my quarterback has the ball and I fire off as an offensive lineman at you and you fire off at me and who wins? I mean, that's the point of contact. That's the point of football. But there seems to be such a discourse of, you know, either resentment or discontent. And, you know, remember the penalties last year at the Commanders? That was a joke. I think I don't mind it, but I think they're aware of the optics, and I do believe it's going to be gone. Bald-faced truth.
Bonus. Will they ban the Hackamich next year? Is that going to be banned for life?
Bald-faced lie. I can't speak for life here, but it goes back to Shaq. They would. Did they do this with Chris Dudley? But they didn't really play enough to really do it. They definitely did it with Shaq back then.
Yeah, the hack of Shaq was the one thing I do remember. It's so annoying. It's the stupidest thing in basketball.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not so advantageous where it doesn't enable you to not lose. Celtics did it. They lost. So if you want to deploy that, you better make sure you buttoned up and everything else works. I don't like it either because it stagnates a beautiful game that is at its best when it's free-flowing. I'm with you. I don't think they're going to get rid of it, though. I don't.
Well, that's the whole point, though, is it ruins the flow. And, like at the end of each game, like, if it's a tight game and everyone starts to foul anyway, like, that's something that always bothered me, where it's like, you're ruining the flow of the game. There's 2 minutes left, and everyone's fouling, and everyone's going to the free throw line, and the ball's stopping left and right. Like, I don't want to sit there for a half hour for the last 2 minutes of the game. Now you're just doing it earlier. It's ridiculous.
That's true. You know, I hear you. I get so, you got to hear me sometimes with Mink, like doing the St. John's games when that's happening, even if it's advanced St. John's, I mean, I'm like, all right, come on, you know, pull the dogs off. This game's over. What are we doing, guys? Like, why are we still fat? It drives me nuts. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to you guys here. Todd's in Connecticut. What's happening, Todd? Go ahead. Todd. All right, Todd is not ready to roll. How about Eddie in Roselle Park? What's up, Ed?
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, Eddie, go ahead, bud.
Listen, I think that the biggest problem with number 22 is that he doesn't have Aaron Judge hitting behind him. I don't think he's a leader. Aaron Judge is. When he came to the team last year, Aaron Judge said to him, listen, you can have my position. If we need your bat in the lineup, yep. I want to win. This is the deal. This is how I feel.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
Well, but Eddie, I don't think that's fair, man. I know the point. I think it's easy to say that. You know, Judge is hitting 400. Soto's scuffling here. I mean, Juan Soto was really good without Aaron Judge. You got to be fair. Now, if it was like Juan Soto and Judge were teammates for 6 years and they had this relationship of protection and this you know, Ruth Garrick dynamic, and then he left, and now he's scuffling. All right, maybe you can deduce he's not looking good, he's not enjoying it, he's not the same guy. Aaron helped him. I think it's unfair. I don't think that at all. Now, I'm starting to think he's a little lazy. I'm starting to think maybe I overestimated his passion for the game of baseball. Maybe the passion truly was to secure the money, and because that's what he's showing us. But no, I don't think that he achieved what he achieved, you know, solely because of Judge. That's just not, it's not true.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.